Events such as these will affect you in the future.
Back in the jungle. Right, this is The Hound, WFMU, East Orange. T. Valentine, Betty Sue, by request.
Of Lucille fame?
Mm-hmm, same guy. He actually remade that song on the flip side of Hello Lucille, Are You a Lesbian?
Is there a video?
No, but some German made a film of him.
Mm.
God knows where it is today. Artie Dillon, In My Teens, Mr. Wiggles with Homeboy, The Three Clicks, and 38 Slug. Earl Gaines, Love, 24 Hours a Day. We open up with The Orbits, Queen Bee.
That's what we did.
Anyway, sup there, kids. Anybody got on top of the news?
News?
Loose moose from the animal desk. A bull moose wandered into the downtown area of Portland, Maine, attracting a crowd and leading authorities on a watery chase. It was spotted on a soccer field, and they hit it with a tranquilizer dart. Instead of passing out, it plunged into the bay. So then they were afraid that it was going to get tranquilized while swimming, so they got it back on the soccer field and had a game, I guess.
Moose and squirrel must die.
There it is.
Anyway, the wildlife people say, quote, the bulls are kind of out of it. They're just running around frantically looking for mates. Their brains are addled with passion, I guess.
Sort of fraternity scene.
Like other people we know, I guess.
Yeah. Out of Oklahoma. What was thought to be a ticking bomb in the post office turned out to be a toy that had turned itself on, authorities found out after they blew it up. There it is, the punchline, the beginning of the joke. It just started humming loud, Police Captain Daryl Nemesek said Thursday. You could hear it from 20 to 25 feet away. A package wrapped in brown paper with no return address was postmarked from Nevada. Authorities called the woman it was addressed to, about 70 miles southeast of Oklahoma City, but she said she didn't know anyone in Nevada. Bomb squad X-rated, saw batteries and small metal parts, so authorities blew it up, only to find that it contained a battery-operated Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle steering wheel intended for a 4-year-old boy.
Oh, darn.
We found out the boy's birthday is tomorrow, Nemesek said. The package was addressed to the boy's mother, who realized too late that friends who live in California sent the package from Nevada.
Oh, bummer.
And don't know where they are.
So much for his Ninja Turtle toy.
He got scholars at work.
He got a nice box full of charred plastic parts for his birthday.
Yeah. Well, let's see. We haven't mentioned the WFMU fundraising benefit series.
Why is that?
It kicks off because we haven't gotten to it yet. It kicks off next Saturday at the Ritz with Sonic Youth, Painkiller featuring John Zorn, Bill Laswell, Mick Harris, Gumball, Love Child, and The Dim Stars featuring Richard Hell, Thurston Moore, Steve Shelley, Don Fleming. Tickets are $15. And they're available at Pier Platters and See Here.
Are they tax deductible?
No. I would recommend BYOB and risk getting killed by the bouncers. But
yeah, that's a pretty interesting place.
Yes, the Ritz. Nothing but my favorite venues here. Anyway, there's another one on the 29th of October, which is a Tuesday, at Tramps. And it features Marshall Crenshaw, Roscoe's Gang, Gary Lucas, Sid Straw. The Gary Lucas Roscoe guitar battle relived.
How about it?
Remember that? Oh, you weren't here for that. That was great.
Give me that guitar.
Waste of a wall socket.
Yeah. And the Dalai Lama's playing at the garden, folks. The Dahlmeister.
What about the cool
band? The living essence of... It's not on the sheet. Do you know the date?
It's December 7th, 1991.
Yeah, December 7th. That's the one with the...
A-Bones, Action Swingers.
And Jad Fair.
Featuring the Nedge.
That's at Maxwell's, December 7th.
No. Pearl Harbor, 50 years later.
And, okay, Blues Hangover, is it time?
Yeah.
It is time.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Kick it off with Muddy Waters, Rub My Root, why don't you?
One time.
Slower. My piston is snapped, my mojo is frail. My love will never fail. When I rub my root, my Johnny Kangaroo. Well, you know there ain't nothing she can do. Now when I rub my Johnny Kangaroo, I was accused of murder in the first degree. The judge white cried, let the man go free. I was rubbing my root, my Johnny Kangaroo. Yeah, you know that ain't nothing she can do. Well, long will I rub my Johnny Kangaroo.
I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I'd like to do something else.
twice then.
Hey, but I'm gonna let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
Tell the story, and when I get to the punchline, everybody's going to be quiet, and then you'll all start laughing together. Watch. Pro. I know what I'm talking about. Two girls walk down the street, and one girl hunched up and said, "Hey, girl, look across the street. Isn't that your husband coming out the florist?" She said, "Yes, damn it, he's got 24 roses." She said, "I'm going to have to keep my legs up in the air 3 days. Her girlfriend said, "Well, why don't you get a vase?"
What's the word? I found the bird. What's the price? Twice. Have you heard? What's the word? A thunderbird. When you feel that low, it make you wanna go, go, go. When you feel that sad, it makes you feel so bad. Have you heard? What's the word? A thunderbird.
I smoke and drink. A lot of you don't drink, no smoke. Some people here tonight, don't they don't eat butter, no salt, no sugar, no lard, no biscuits, no gravy with onions in it. Because they want to live. They give up that good stuff. Neck bone, pigtail. You're going to feel like a damn fool laying out the hospital dying from nothing.
You say you went downtown, but I know you didn't go. I saw you when you met your man next door. He said your mother was sick and you was waiting on a call. But when that telephone rang, you went out, had yourself a ball. But now the jig's up, baby. Yes, the jig's up, baby. I done got a hip to your jive, and I don't want to hear no more of your lie. Well, I gave you some money to pay the bills. I said, be sure to pay them, baby. You said, you know I will. But you bought a lot of liquor that evening about three and said, come on, everybody, cause it drinks on me. But the jig's up, baby. To hear no more of your lies. The jig's up, baby. I'm hip to your mess. And the things you used to do, you can't do them no more. I came home from work, you had nothing to say. I found a cigar in my ashtray. Well, it ain't no joke, because I don't smoke. I found a hat and a coat I knew wasn't mine. I ain't gonna ask you nothing, cause you're gonna start lying. But the jig's up, baby. Yes, the jig's up now. I done got hip to your jive, and I don't wanna hear no more of your lies. Well, the jig's up, baby, and I want you to know. Pack your little rags and hit that door. I was bound to catch a girl one of these days. So get out and find yourself another roosting place. Cause the jig's up, baby. Yes, the jig's up, baby. Yes, the jig's up, baby. Yes, the jig's up, baby. You know the jig's up, baby. You know the jig's up, baby.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
It's the Hound. WFMU, East Orange. That was today's Blues Hangover. Jerry McCain, The Jig Is Up. Dosie Terry, Thunderbird. Big Jack Reynolds, I Had a Little Dog. Lightning Hopkins, Lit by Request, Let's move. Open up with Muddy Waters, Rub My Root. Anyway.
With the rubber glove on.
Let's get a PSA out of the way.
Yeah, let's.
From the PSA desk.
For you, folks?
Tacos for Peace Dinner. The Morris Area Monabo Sister Cities Project will sponsor a Tacos for Peace Dinner, providing tacos and related foods, 5 p.m. Sunday, October 20th.
Foods. At microwave the popcorn?
At the Friends Meeting House of Summit, 158 Southern Boulevard in Chapman Township, New Jersey. A special focus of the evening will be live music and a presentation about current conditions in Nicaragua.
And, of course, tacos.
The Monabo Project will also provide information about their humanitarian aid project, donations of summer clothing, school supplies, sports equipment, handheld missile launchers, and other materials will be accepted for November 16th shipment of aid to Nicaragua. Call Jim Burchill at 765-9102 for more information. That's Sunday, October 20th, and the phone number again, 765-9102, Tacos for Peace.
Political correct thinking and good snacking, folks. What more can you ask out of a weekend?
Yeah. Anyway,
El Paso.
Any news?
Yeah, I got some. Sally, you want to take first, draw first news, or shall I?
No, you go first, Bruce. Okay. I got to condense
Sally,
this.
Sally's going to collate, folks. Los Angeles. The music of rock band U2 blared in a courtroom as the obsessed fan charged with killing actress Rebecca Schaefer bobbed about and mouthed lyrics that he told a psychiatrist had inspired him to kill. Usually inspires me to sleep, but Dr. Parks Elliot Dietz said Robert John Bardo told him that the line, quote, a pistol weighing heavy, end quote, from the rock group's song Exit gave him the idea for his mission. Prosecution charges Bardo, 21, obsessed with the star of TV's My Sister Sam. God, people. Hired a detective to find her address, got his brother to buy him a gun, and went to Miss Schaefer's home in 1989. She was shot in the chest as she answered the door. Bardo has not pleaded innocent by reason of insanity for some
mysterious
reason.
He got a detective to get the address and somebody to buy him the gun.
He would have really had the record.
He would have had life working for him if he can get somebody else to go pull the trigger for him,
yeah,
too.
Really.
Then he would definitely had the leisure time mass murderer for the 90s.
It's that third step that separates like just conventional sickos from genius.
It's true.
Well, how about this guy? Macabre tale of murder by makeup. California computer expert has been arrested and charged with killing his wife by putting poison in her eyeliner and coffee.
Holy moly. If she'd just gotten that tattooed eyeliner, she'd be alive today.
Yes, I've been thinking about that myself.
And switched to Snapple iced tea.
Richard Overton became a suspect after an ex-wife told authorities that he had once tried to poison her. His motive was rage over an affair his wife was having, his present wife. She was dying slowly and painfully from the obscure toxin when her husband apparently decided to speed things up by putting a lethal dose of cyanide in her coffee. Now, this is what he was doing in case you ever want to do this. He was taking selenium out of an AC-DC battery converter. And
selenium, it's deadly.
Selenium, or what is it?
Selenium.
Selenium.
Yeah.
And he was injecting it into Revlon eyeliner. So after this woman died, his first wife got a hold of the police and turned over the evidence that he had tried to poison her. And they did find a Revlon eyeliner, rubber gloves, a syringe, and the AC/DC selenium.
That's all coincidental.
Selenium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But where's the physical evidence?
I wonder what his favorite U2 song was.
He says that he also had access to cyanide through a family friend who was a mining specialist. So there was a lot of ways he could go, I guess.
Support group, yeah.
Well, let's I got to take a deep breath to go through the announcements. The Liars and the Phantom Surfers, along with Rongo's new band, the Carnival Strippers, and
the Bubbling Crude,
are at the CBGB tonight. We have a pair of tickets that they give away a little later, as soon as we think of an appropriately inane question.
I just had a vision of those guys on stage last night. I just can't shake from my mind.
The Phantom Surfers?
They really did look like, you know, the surf band that would be playing at the Chaos annual picnic. You know?
There's an Empire State Soul Club this Thursday, 145 Hudson Street. I heard a rumor about that. Maybe.
Me too.
Is it OUR?
Maybe Carla and Rufus might show. So we can spread that rumor,
maybe.
Right? Wednesday night at the Lone Star, Rufus and Carla Thomas.
Hi, they're in town.
More coinky.
Yeah. Let's see. Next Saturday, and this might sell out, so you might want to get advanced tickets, is Al Green, the Staple Singers, and Bobby Blue Bland at the Beacon Theater. And there's free shows at the Atrium, 120 Park Avenue at 42nd Street at noon every day. Free blues shows. Lonnie Pitchford from Mississippi on Monday. Tabby Thomas from Louisiana, former Excello recording artist, on Tuesday. Rural Burnside, also from Mississippi, on Wednesday. Henry Townsend from St. Louis on Thursday. And a New York guy, Satan, and his sidekick, Adam, Friday.
From hell.
And Dalai Lama at Madison Square Garden all week. $10. The Dollmeister.
The New York Doll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looks like spitting image of Phil Silvers.
And don't forget that WFMU concert series. It's Sonic Youth, the Dim Stars, and others next Saturday at the Ritz, and the Tuesday after that, a week from Tuesday, is Roscoe's Gang, Gary Lucas, and Marshall Crenshaw at Tramps. Mm-hmm. December 7th is the Action Swingers, Jad Fair, and the A-Bones.
Some other band, too.
The A-Bones at Maxwell's.
So there you go.
Play a record. By request, the Spark Plugs.
Blah, blah, blah. chicken pie for dessert.
I think I want to say one thing right now. Instead, I think I'll say two things. I like myself some rock and roll. I like myself some rock and roll.
Tom, and you listen to the Hound. Woo! WFMU, East Orange, New Jersey, 91.1 FM on your rock and roll dial.
If your sweetheart writes a letter of goodbye, it's no secret you'll feel better if you cry. A bad dream, don't you sometimes believe it's real, or is it all involved emotion that you feel? If your
point to prove, Mr. Everett. We'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
Let's get on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, some rock and roll terpsichore.
One, two, three, four.
Request for, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Okay.
I took a black cat, a cave bat, and threw them in a pot, 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 pot. I took a blue snake, a green snake, and tied them in a knot, 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 knot. I took a hawk jaw, a dog's paw, and hung them on the line, 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 line. I took a horse hair, a green pair, and made a crazy sign, 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 sign. Casting my spell on you. You'll never, never be untrue.
a goat to an old shoe and put them in the ground, 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 ground. I took an old dish, a dry fish, and made a crazy sound, 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 sound. I took a goose egg, a frog leg, and hid them in a sack, 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 sack. I got a Hindu to tattoo a genie on my back, 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 back. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. You'll never, never be untrue. Hey. Them in a pot, 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 pot. I took a blue snake, a green snake, and tied them in a knot, 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 knot. I took a hog jaw, a dog's paw, and hung them on the line, 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 line. I took a horse hair, a green pair, and made a crazy sign, 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 sign. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. You'll never, never be untrue. 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 Never...
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Back in the jungle.
It's the Helm. WFMU East Orange. The Veritones, Pink Pedal Pushers. We heard Johnny Otis by request, Casting My Spell. The Nightcaps, No Parking. Magic Sam, 21 Days in Jail. Doug Salmon, Cry. Bo Diddley, Rock and Roll. And we open up with another request item, The Spark Plugs and Chicken.
Chicken, chicken, chicken.
Anyway, we're counting down to our vibe time.
Spark Plugs and Going Home.
We got anything in the rock news department? Oh, yeah, we have a Brian Wilson. Brian Wilson's got his autobiography out. I guess it's in the stores right now. It's a big, thick mother, and I didn't shell out the $30 for it. I will have hit the Strand at half price.
On remainder.
But according to the new HarperCollins published Brian Wilson book, Wouldn't It Be Nice? Brian's he spent a lot of time taking drugs.
There's a shock.
Let's see. At home, I gorged on Coke. Dennis, his brother, my biggest admirer, also turned out to be my biggest supplier. One day, he drove me around L.A. and gave me a gram for every song I helped him write. Some mornings, we woke up on the floor of his dealer's home. On other days, we didn't sleep at all. One night, he watched me snort 6 grams in an hour, growing more incoherent by the minute, frothing and snarling. Then I crashed to the floor unconscious. I survived because he reached down my throat and held on to my tongue. With both hands, I hope.
Mm.
Brian's mental, emotional, and neurological problems intensified in the mid-60s when his drugs, blah, 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 blah. Anyway,
whole
he blames...
session with Big Daddy, huh?
He blames it all on Mike Love, which is a fine idea.
Mm-hmm. I blame a lot of things wrong in my life on Mike Love, too.
We all do. It's true. Let's see. He peaked out at 340 pounds. He looked healthier at 340 pounds than he does now, and I can't explain that.
Well, the shroud of fat on his face, sort of like, you know, that stroke damage look that he has now, all the fat sort of helped it look a little more normal.
Yeah.
You know, he sort of looks quizzical in publicity photos, but actually half of his face is frozen.
And, you know, it does look like he had a stroke because his eye is kind of raised quizzically but permanently in that position.
Yeah.
Where's our vibe meister?
The picture in the paper this morning is from that fine photo opportunity that Perkins and I attended. We're shocked to realize that not only is he 9 feet tall, but half of his face is completely frozen in this horrible, demonic eyebrow arch.
And he's personal friends with Joan Collins. Joan Rivers. Even scarier.
Yeah, and her dog.
Dog. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, indeed.
I don't know what to do. We can renounce one more time. That'll take about 20 minutes.
Why not?
The Liars, Phantom Surfers, and whatever Rongo's band is called at CBGB tonight. The Empire State Soul Club this Thursday. Rufus and Carla Thomas, Lone Star Wednesday. Next Saturday at the Beacon Theater, Al Green, the Staple Singers, Bobby Blue Bland.
Mm-hmm.
The Dalai Lama at Madison Square Garden.
For your dancing and dining pleasure.
Yeah, the doll. Bring your lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, then there's these free show every Monday, every day at noon. There's a free show, blue show at the Atrium, 120 Park Avenue at 42nd Street. Monday is Lonnie Pitchford.
A brown bag won't help.
Tuesday is Tabby Thomas. Wednesday is Oral Burnside. How are they going to keep these guys from drinking? Thursday, Henry Townsend.
Know.
Friday, Satan and Adam.
Well, how are they going to keep him from, like, selling souls and stuff?
Yeah. Oh, boy. Anyway.
So, Roscoe.
Well, from what I heard from someone who did go see the Dalai Lama was that...
he rocked the house.
They were talking about all religions, so they let all different people get up there for the first 2.5 hours.
Well, the opening
bad idea.
People who
garden.
Worshipped trees was mm-hmm. one.
Druids.
You know.
Nice to see I'm represented.
You don't look Druish.
Things like that.
I'm gonna get yelled
and
at.
And then the Dolly got up there in the last half hour and spake.
Spoketh.
Yeah.
One time.
So,
Doll Man spoketh. Mike Myers said he used to caddy, or either he or Pally used to caddy for the Dalai Lama.
Oh, well, Mike Myers is full of those kind of stories.
Yeah, I bet he did.
T. Valentine was his valet and stuff.
Do you mean he's not telling the truth?
No, I just, that he's...
I'm shocked.
He's a bartender. What do you expect?
Bartender slash writer, you know?
Keep himself amused. There we have some more news stories, but I want to save them for the end of the show.
Well, should I do the preacher or the snake in the grass? Handling preacher was charged with assault after he allegedly forced his wife to stick her hand in a snake box and she was bitten twice by a rattler. Glendale Summerford from Scottsboro, Alabama. Glendale, hey. A former minister at the Goose Pond Pentecostal Holiness Church.
It's always Pentecostal.
Was arrested Monday and jailed on $20,000 bail. His wife, Darlene,
alias,
was hospitalized.
Flinchy.
Her condition was withheld. She was bitten on Friday and again on Saturday at the couple's home.
Oh, for goodness
where
sakes.
Officers found
for better or for worse.
13 rattlesnakes and 3 copperheads, authorities said. Quote, I believe the particular religion is one known to handle snakes as part of their meetings, unquote. Genius Police Chief Keith Smith said.
Wow.
Try to say that.
Holy rollers.
Yeah.
What a bunch.
That's why I told you to get that snake out of the house, hound.
There it is.
Well, I'm trying to get rid of my cat. I'm hoping the snake will eat the cat. And
well,
then we can eat the stuffed snake.
I don't know. Maybe
Where's
you can just
Ross,
beat them both
though?
To death with a rake.
Just go bummed on us. Let's face it.
Well,
is he ill?
I have no idea. Forget about it.
He'll never work either coast again.
tuna sandwiches. We have tuna sandwiches. Screw this. Let's
folks, we're getting onto the vom set now.
Here's one we got queued up. There's a group that they used to play New York a lot, and I think they had exactly three fans, Billy, Miriam, and Todd.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But now they're considered hot stuff, of course. Nobody liked them because they had long hair, and Norton just reissued their album.
Mm-hmm.
The Real Kids, let's hear from that.
We hope it didn't offend anybody.
There's a big jerk who hangs out at the beach. Thank you.
cut your stereo full blast and blow that mother out in the next room.
Yeah. meanwhile, back in his seat.
It's the Hound. That was today's Vomset. The Liars, We Sell Soul. They'll be at CBGB's tonight. Link Ray got a wah-wah pedal that day for Christmas, climbing a high wall. And he used it so tastefully.
It's true.
Bad tastefully.
Mm.
Phantom Surfer is also at CB's tonight. Wave Hog. And the Real Kids do the boo. Anyway, we got a trivia question. We got a pair, one pair, only one pair of tickets.
You and a friend.
For the, yeah.
Or you and a lawyer.
For the Liars, Phantom Surfers, Bubbling Crude,
and
Carnival Strippers.
Band. Yes.
Over at CBGB's tonight. And we're going to play Name That Singer.
We are.
Yeah. So I'm going to play a record. Look at this guy. Let's just put, we got to put him
yeah,
on.
Yeah, okay.
Hello.
Name the singer.
Hello.
Where is he? Oh, he left.
Huh.
Chickened out. I'll play your record. You got to name the singer. The number is 201-678-7743. And then we'll do Hillbilly Hangover.
Okay.
Let's empty the bottle so we'll all be high. Wiggle, wiggle, a little woogie. Just a little bit of woogie. I got the wiggle, little wiggie that takes me all night long. Little Miss Muffet sat on the tuffet. She whispered to the spider who sat down beside her. Let's wiggle, little woogie. Just a little bit of woogie. I got enough of that woogie to wiggle all night long. In the shoe to get all them children, all she had to do was wiggle a little woogie, just a little bit of woogie. I got enough of that woogie to wiggle all night long.
Have a winner.
Meanwhile,
we have a winner.
Jungle.
Congratulations. That was Red Fox singing.
Mm.
And there was a built-in hint when the guy said,
"Hey, Red."
Yeah, that was the hint. So congratulations to our winner.
Was Red Solvine?
And this is WFM Music Orange. I'm the Hound. I guess it's time for Hillbilly Hangover.
I'm afraid so.
I was kind of expecting this guy to die this week. Oh, he didn't do it. But
he'll be the third.
He's been very sick. Tennessee Ernie Ford. Let's hear from the old pea picker himself. The man who invented rock and roll, sort of.
There it stands in the corner with the barrel so straight. I look out the window and over the gate. The big fat rabbits are jumping in the grass. Wait till they hear my old shotgun blast. Shotgun boogie, I done saw your track. Look out, Mr. Rabbit, when I cock my hammer back. Well, over on the ridge is a scaly bark. Hickory nuts are big, you can see them in the dark. The big fat squirrels, they scratch and they fight. I'll be on that ridge before daylight with the shotgun boogie. All I need is one shot. Look out, bushy tail, tonight you'll be in the pot. pretty gal, she was tall and thin. I asked her what she had, she said a Fox 410. I looked her up and down, said, boy, this is love. So we headed for the brush to shoot a big fat dove. Shotgun boogie, boy, the feathers flew. Look out, Mr. Dove, when she draws a bead on you. I sat down on a log, took her on my lap. She said, wait a minute, bud, you got to see my pap. He's got a 16-gauge choked down like a rifle. He don't like a man that's a-gonna trifle. Shotgun boogie, draws a bead so fine. Look out, big boy, he's loaded all the time. Gentleman order. He said, no brush hunter's gonna get my daughter. He cocked back the hammer right on the spot. When the gun went off, I outrun the shot. Shotgun boogie, I wanted wedding bells. I'll be back, little gal, when your pappy runs out of shells.
Yes, sir, and howdy, folks. How are y'all out there? Give us a great big smile, will you? To me. And folks, that's all smile with the Maddox Brothers Knowles. For the next 15 minutes, you're going to be listening to your favorite tunes and a few special announcements about Regal Pale Beer. Yes, sir, folks, Regal Pale Beer, that's the beer that you want to buy when you want beer. It's summertime now, as y'all know, and now pretty soon it'll be wintertime. Winter, summer, spring, or fall. It's Regal Pale Beer for you all. And folks, we better get started with the program now. We got some tunes picked out here that we hope you're going to like.
Ugly and slouchy, that's the way I like them. There'll never be no fear of them wolves hanging around. Ugly and slouchy, that's the way I like them. There'll never be no fear of her loving someone else. I've been all around this wide world, nothing I ain't seen. Well, I got a little gal, she's far from being queen. Ugly and slouchy, that's the way I like them. There'll never be no fear of her loving someone else. Pick it up. But she wears my brand. For this little gal of mine, I'd fight most any man.
Get in, friend.
Ugly and slouchy, that's the way I like them. There'll never be no fear of her loving someone else.
That's right, pretty girl.
Never be no fear of them wolves hanging around. Ugly and slouchy, that's the way I like them. There'll never be no fear of her loving someone else. I've been all around this wide world, nothing I ain't seen. Well, I've got a little gal, she's far from being queen. Ugly and slouchy, that's the way I like them. There'll never be no fear of her loving someone else.
And remember, for real enjoyment, all you have to do is pop a cap.
Wow. Then take a nice long sip.
Boy, that stuff is really here. Aaron Brew 1002, the brand new beer.
When you're thirsty,
how about it, folks? Pop a cap and live it up.
I
was first on Main Street, walking down Beale, looking for the good gal to call Lucille, but she's done moved. Yeah, she's moved. Yeah, she done moved. She done moved. Funny word that don't lie you. Papa told me, Mama told me too.
The people around here ain't no friend to you. You ought to move. Yes, you ought to move. You ought to move, baby. Honey, word that don't lie you. Got a bulldog, shepherd, and three greyhounds. Women in the country, women in the town. I'm gonna move. Yes, I'm gonna move.
Boy, you better move.
Papa told me, Papa told me too. The people around here, there ain't no friend to you. You ought to move.
Yes, I'm gonna move.
I was first on Main Street, walking down Vance, looking for the woman used to patch my pants. She done moved to Kansas City. Baby, what it don't lie you. Yeah, I'm gonna move. I got a woman, eyes like a lighthouse on the sea. Wherever I go, she shines them down on me. I'm gonna move.
Are you really enjoying the ultimate in sausage products? You are if you're buying Wardinsky's. Now remember what we always say. Don't give me that bologna. I want Wardinsky.
Sent you from Red Hot and Blue. Oh, right now, good piece of folks, the bang of Red Hot and Blue, coming to WHVQ and Hotel Chesco in the Maseline
Magazine.
That's right, the Maybelline floor right here. And good old Memphis, Tennessee, right now, the whole next portion of Red Hot and Blue is coming through the courtesy of See what comes up here next. I'm messing up. I got so many sponsors, I'm losing my mind here. Oh, yes, sir, the dog races. No, not the dog races. No, wait a minute, let's see. Horse races. No, you're messing up. Through the courtesy of the best beer mudding by, Falstaff. You can't drink it, you can freeze it, need to open up the cotton, pick and rib and pour it into Sid with Dizzy Dean. Folks, Mr. Herb Sandler, right in good old Memphis, Tennessee. Right now, we got a record called, She Was Only a Plumber's Daughter When I Kissed Her, Her Cheeks Flushed.
It's the Hound. That was our Hillbilly Hangover. Roy Hall, Dirty Boogie. Heard Carl and Norman Shooting for the Moon. Harmonica Frank Floyd. It was his birthday yesterday. Happy birthday. I don't know if he's been alive. Maddox Brothers and Rose, Ugly and Slouchy. Tennessee Ernie, who has been ailing. And
we're mighty sorry about that.
Yeah, Shotgun Boogie. We might have a vibe on the line.
Atomic Batteries to Power.
Are you my vibe, Meister?
It is.
Greetings.
It is the violet. Let me get your music there, Roscoe. What's going on?
I don't know. What's been going on over there?
Wow.
Well, I tried calling a couple times.
We were, at what, five? We were eating for a while.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
You tried to call at 4:30?
No, I was watching this stupid, between working on the gear and watching this senator.
Not to mention calling on a, cordless phone.
Yeah, the Thomas confirmation thing.
Sounds more like he's calling on an electric razor.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So, you've been watching the Thomas confirmation?
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Well, who they got on the stand today?
So they got Thomas, the second babe, never showed up.
Oh, really?
Bummer.
Yeah, she, they used the technical term, got cold feet. But it was pretty fun this morning when they were talking, you know, to hear these senators, you know, on CNN talking about Long Dong Silver.
It's in the congressional record, man.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to change that.
They're all going to go out and buy a copy now.
Well, they're all looking for that donkey tape.
Yeah, I don't know where the guy...
Actually, if we have today's post, Al Goldstein had some Long Dong Silver antidotes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Al Goldstein.
Anyway, what is the vibe here?
Today's vibe is just technical frustration.
Technical frustration?
Frustrated.
Oh.
I'm just trying to read these manuals and what's happening with some of
the... For which appliance is this again?
Oh, the new 8-track Super Bang.
Oh, you got it? Where'd you get it?
I got it from the guy.
Oh, from Fred?
Yeah.
Oh, the Rocky Uppy?
Yeah.
Cool. Hope you got it at a good price.
I got a pretty good price.
Yeah, it seems Al Goldstein and his staff were hot on the case of Long Dong Silver, a legendary porn star who Professor Anita Hill claims Thomas talked to her about the job. Screw staffers insisted that Thomas would have seen the porn actor either in a magazine or a peep show, as he made no full-length films. He was only in a, he was in his the main thing he was in a loop with Seika in the early in the late 70s.
Oh, really?
That old archivist Al Goldstein.
Yeah. Well, completeness is a virtue.
Well, I think, wasn't he just, Thomas was just referring to himself as Long Dong Silver.
But he didn't invent the name.
No.
See, it wasn't that he harassed her about this, it's that he claimed he invented the name and he was being unoriginal and he stole it, and that's what the big controversy is about,
he
I believe.
He
I don't know.
Oh.
No. I saw a picture of him once in a magazine. Not Thomas, but LDS.
Oh, the one with the where he had a thing tied in a knot.
Yeah, I saw that. No, I didn't see the knot one. I just saw him standing there, looking kind of proud of it all, as I guess he should.
They were. I read about it one time. They were talking about how Joe Louis was the original Long Dong Silver.
Mm-hmm. The Brown Bomber.
Milton Berle.
Forrest Tucker. Roddy McDowell, oddly enough.
Just
Huey Lewis, also oddly enough. Why do I know this? Somebody shoot me.
Because your name is Bruce.
I don't know.
The ultimate name.
Thanks, Go. Well, it's good to get a positive vote from 4th Street.
Hey. I don't know. I'm kind of it's upsetting when you miss the vibe report, you know, especially when you're the guy who's doing it.
What's ML want for her birthday?
Oh, I don't know.
Be honest. Tell her to be honest.
Tell her to be honest?
Show her the way.
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, you know, expensive cologne.
No, I mean from us.
A new car.
Something inexpensive.
Yeah, right. Be honest. No, she's not here right now.
McDonaldland gift certificates?
McDonaldland. Yeah, everybody should go over to McDonald's there on 1st Avenue and 7th Street and get extra fries so the fry smell blows in Straw's back window.
McNightmare.
Yeah, she is. She has been battling it out with the folks at McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Oh, I'm sure she'll win.
Yeah, I know. That's a real cause.
Imagine her coming down in her house coat and her slippers, banging on the glass.
Hey, I met my new neighbor this morning. Like I was previewing the new Diesel only releases for the show today.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy knocks on my door. He's like, I'm having a real hard time sleeping without music. It wasn't loud or anything. I was like,
where did he move? In a Clarence's place?
No, underneath me.
Underneath you?
Yeah.
Isn't that where there were the guys that were having the Velvet Underground Fest?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then there was the New Wave College Girl Fest.
The Cowboy Junkies trip.
Yeah.
So which was, what was this
guy? This is a whole new one.
What was this guy's particular flavor?
He's paying
three
times as much for an apartment as he should, and he's not. He thinks he deserves some kind of like special treatment.
Roscoe, he's come to the East Village for peace and quiet.
Well, so whose band are you going to let practice in your apartment now?
Well, I got my Super Champ, so it's like me playing along to I've been playing along to the Nightcaps album, Wine. That's a good one.
And what you need to do is you need to just put the amp face down on the floor.
I don't have to.
That's a pretty wompy.
It'll blow some air, even face in normal direction.
Well, the Bob O tape thing would be, you know, you've got the double deck with the reverse. So.
I got a CD player. I can put Sister Ray on repeat and leave for the weekend.
Or Summer Means New Love.
But the best thing, the thing about Bob O's when he did that on New Year's Eve was that after on the he had two tapes that played all the way through, but on the second one. At the very end, he let 10 minutes of silence. So every time that came around, the people thought that
it was a reprieve.
It was over.
And but the nightmare was just beginning.
Then it came back with that whole, you know, 90-minute tape of different Louie Louie versions, including the University of Wyoming Marching Band.
Wow.
Well, God, even talking about Bob O.
He's listening.
Bob O.
Yeah. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Bob O. He's on the west side. Probably gets it pretty good over there.
Mm-hmm. So to speak.
So when do I get my technical update thing?
Oh, yeah, we're going to send Brian over there to troubleshoot and we should do it soon.
Yeah, I could.
I'm gonna head over there this week with some wires.
Yeah, I wouldn't miss the show if I could, you know, hear it.
I see. I can't pick it up either in my new digs.
Well,
try wrapping your head in aluminum foil.
What floor are you on?
I already do that anyway, but that just keeps the government from bothering me with their rays.
What floor are you on?
Fifth floor, man. Top of the world.
Cool. Well, I saw that Rudy thing, that record over there. So how old is that guy?
I don't know. I guess he's in his 50s. He's pretty well preserved.
Did you guys see him, or did you?
We did gigs with him. It was during your wedding week. Uh-huh. We did two gigs with him. Wild Girl says hi.
Hey, Wild Girl.
Yeah, you know, he's cool, man. He's like this Mexican guy from San Antonio. He's a rockabilly singer back then. He's like Doug Somm's first employer. And then he moves to Seattle to become a lounge singer. So by the time we met up with him, he's just a showbiz powerhouse, man. He like had the book with like the words for every breath that you take and everything else, you know?
Really?
For, like the lounge thing. And in the back were all the old rock and roll things.
Wow.
He's a cool guy.
His fake book.
The words that don't mess with my ducktail. Yeah. Exactly. He wrote that song.
Cool. Well, that's it right there. You might as well, then you could just go out to eat after something like that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well,
okay, Roscoe, you going to the big rock show?
Which rock show?
Well, Rongo's band, Liars and the Phantom Surfers are over at the Fug.
Oh, yeah, I am going over there.
Well, maybe we'll catch you there.
What time is that?
Oh, I don't know. We're trying to figure that out. What time? Anybody have any idea?
Kickoff's about 9:30 or 10 o'clock.
Yeah, Rongo told me that they were playing shortly after that. So.
Really? I'm thinking like 11-ish then. I just don't want to be standing in Omfug at 4 in the morning.
Oh,
you know? Really?
The beer is $3.50 or something for the bottom rung of the beer spectrum.
Look and visit the Moffitt's place, you know? Yeah.
Moffitt.
There's an idea. The Jones.
Uh-huh. You know, sometimes the inside thing gets so inside that I'm stuck outside.
There it is. You get the brush back. Sorry, Hoss.
Aloha.
Okay, Roscoe. Aloha.
State of the Vibe report. Day late, dollar short.
Better late than never, folks.
Anyway.
Or not. You'd be the judge.
What was my next concept? Was a lot of people, you know, never hear the beginning of the show, which is my favorite part, where we don't talk. Those first 10, 15 minutes of the show. And that means they don't get to hear all my great instrumental records. And I got a whole bunch of good new ones. I got those cool new ones. We're going to do another instrumental set right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's start the show all over again.
Oh, God.
Is that okay? Got one Davey D and the Mudcats Puddle Jumper.
Oh.
Thank you.
while back in the jungle.
It's the Hound, and there we go with our second instrumental set of the day. Yeah, that was Red Rumble. Garrison and the Zodiacs, Big Rumble. Heard J. June and the J-Bops, Thunder and Guitar. Hi-Fi's Mr. K rocks the blues. Punk Carson and the Chucklers, Yuckum Yuckum. Davey D and the Mudcats, Puddle Jumper. That's what you miss by not getting up at 3 here in the beginning of the show. The good stuff. Anyway, are we going to get to my two favorite news stories that have been sitting there for 2 weeks that no one will do?
Well, Congress is above the harassment law.
Oh, yeah, you got that one? I forgot about that.
Sexual harassment is against the law, except in United States Congress.
Yeah, this is true, folks.
Congress has exempted itself from sex discrimination and harassment laws.
That's big of them.
As it has exempted itself from wage and hour rules, occupational safety regulations, and other restrictions.
Unfettered, well, you know, to legislate more freely for you.
If you were watching this, you know, the thing, you can see, like, Teddy Kennedy with his hand over his face, knowing he did much worse stuff than that.
Mm. Well, the National Women's Political Caucus put Congress on the spot in April by asking the senators and congressmen to sign a statement vowing to abide by federal sexual harassment rules. And only 30 senators agreed to abide by the policy voluntarily. I guess we have to force them into it. No, I don't know. Anyway, they're re-examining its honor roll of anti-harassment senators based on who called for a delay in the confirmation vote on the Supreme Court nominee. Guess who? Clarence Thomas.
Well, I'm going to try this thing.
Thomas.
It's hard work. Cub reporter Irwin.
Our old pal Irwin.
There it is. Sent in this very fine piece of work that's like one of the most horribly written and translatable things that you can possibly have to deal with, but I shall endeavor. Ooh, let's see. Two young children in Paul Kent and Terry Taylor's family have been seriously injured in accidents in the past 2 months, but the Reno couple said Friday that they want the community to know that injuries came because of tragic accidents, not bad parenting. They, the news media, make it look like we don't watch our kids, Trevor said. Kid quickly added, like those incidents are going to continue to happen. We are very attentive parents. Oh, let's see. Two-year-old Alicia Roundtree, Taylor's daughter, was injured July 27 when she fell out of a second-story Ryland Avenue apartment. After Alicia fell out of the kitchen window, Kent and Taylor decided they wanted to move to a one-story apartment. Cause and effect. 6 days after moving in, Kent, a cab driver, was on his way to fill a prescription for an abscess tooth. He saw his infant daughter playing just outside the sliding glass door that leads to the back, Kent said. Turned, walked to his four-door 1972 Dodge, doesn't say whether it was the 383 or not, moved a young neighbor child away from the car and started backing up. He felt something as the car moved back. Quote, I was thinking it was a toy or a rock, he said. I pulled forward and then pulled back out. Common mistake. Kent said he saw nothing, but Jocelyn had apparently walked around from the back of the apartment and gotten behind the car, got his prescription filled, then returned about 20 minutes later to all the flashing emergency lights and stuff. That's when he learned his daughter had been critically injured. Let's see, Reno police were expected to decide early next week whether Kent should face criminal charges for the incident. Kent said there is a passage in the Bible that talks about children paying for their father's sins. He thinks back to his days in the U.S. Army guiding mortar strikes in Vietnam, quote, I feel my kids are being punished for this, end quote. This I don't understand.
No, there it's true. Folks. Definitely.
Better parenting through better Bible thumping.
Mm. Maybe reality you should has just nothing to look do with it. Before it gets in the car.
Well,
that might help.
Well,
toys and rocks.
Thank you, Irwin.
Thanks,
that's
Irwin.
A nice story. Oh, boy. Well, we got this whole pile of pictures of Gogorama to look through.
There
we got a pumpkin pie. No sense wasting time on Mike. You know, a lot of people miss Jonathan's show now that it's on Tuesday nights and not Saturday afternoon. So, something
Dr.
for
Dive
everybody.
With all that dive?
Yeah, we're going to do World Beat my way. We're going to kick it off with Ted Herald from Deutschland.
Tag und Nacht find ich keine Ruhe und daran schuld bist alleine nur du. Ja. Ja. Wunderbar, wie du heute wieder küsst. Ich bin erfreut, dass du heute bei mir bist. Ich spüre ganz genau mein Herz in Gefahr. Ich finde sogar diese große Gefahr. Wunderbar. Ja. Ja. Wunderbar, wie du heute wieder tanzt. Ich bin so froh, dass du so tanzen kannst. Was mich so sehr verwirrt, das ist dein rotes Haar. Ich finde sogar auch dein rotes Haar. Wunderbar. Wie konnte das geschehen? Ich kann es gar nicht verstehen. Ja, das hat nur die Liebe, die Liebe gemacht. Sie hat mich um den Verstand gebracht, weil du so wunderbar heute wieder küsst. Weil du heute ganz nah bei mir bist. Ich spüre ganz genau mein Herz in Gefahr. Ich finde sogar diese große Gefahr. Wunderbar. Ja. Ja. Wie konnte das geschehen? Ich kann es gar nicht verstehen. Ja, es hat nur die Liebe, gemacht. Sie hat mich um den Verstand gebracht, weil du so wunderbar heute wieder küsst. Weil du heute ganz nah bei mir bist. Ich spüre ganz genau mein Herz in Gefahr. Ich finde sogar diese große Gefahr. Wunderbar. Ja. 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 Ja.
Ja. Why is everybody laughing at me? Just because I said something stupid?
Take these brown Hispanic people.
Amigos y amigas también, ya verás que todos ellos la van a gozar. Te dijeron ya,
hay un rock and roll esta noche.
Te
Chamaca y rock and rollar, pues yo quiero estar con ella. Te dijeron ya,
hago rock and roll esta noche.
Vamos a rock, 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 vamos a rock. Rock, 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 let's rock. Rock, 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 vamos a rock. Rock, 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 vamos a rock. Ay, con rock and roll esta noche.
Man, that cat comes on like Godzilla.
Kekamaine, kekamaine,
aloha kani kani waine, aloha kani kani waine, aloha kani kani waine,
kekamaine, kekamaine,
In the garbage can, not in my ears, honey.
Hey, news! Everybody rock it tonight. We gonna fly,
fly, fly,
we gonna fly,
fly, fly,
we gonna fly,
fly, fly,
fly,
fly,
fly, fly,
fly,
fly,
fly,
fly, my baby tonight.
Fly, fly,
fly, fly,
fly,
fly,
fly,
fly,
fly,
we gonna fly,
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 my baby tonight.
Fly, fly, fly.
Hey, oh,
hey,
hey, I got girl, she's a babaloo.
Hey,
oh,
hey,
oh, oh, I got girl, she's a babaloo.
Hey,
babaloo,
my Eva.
Oh, I got girl, she's a babaloo.
Hey, babaloo,
oh,
my Eva.
A man with a gun, oh baby, let's go now. Oh, my honey.
Marani, marani.
Oh, my honey.
Marani, marani.
Oh, my honey.
Marani, marani.
Oh,
marani, marani.
When is it time to spend all your money? The time to shoot a man with a gun, oh baby, let's go now.
And meanwhile, back in the States...
World beat my way.
There it is. A world beat-off. Veritable competition.
The Bogart brothers from South Africa, Flying Rock. The Continental Cousins from what's the name of that country that they're from?
Samoa?
Yeah, Samoans are from Samoa, right? That makes sense. With Kana Kapila.
Made me look smart.
Los Teen Tops, Buen Rockas Noche, Good Rock in the Night. The
Out,
they're from Mexico, obviously. The Outcasts from Japan, Long Tall Sari. Ted Harold. Let me see if I can pronounce I Got Stung in German. Wunderbar wie du heißt wieder kust.
Yeah. Sie lieb dich.
Right.
Dich.
And there you go. All right, let's renounce one more time with the Liars and the Phantom Surfers at CBGB tonight, the Empire State Soul Club, 145 Hudson Street, Thursday night. Wednesday at the Lone Star Roadhouse, Rufus and Carla Thomas.
The Roadhouse.
Next Saturday night at the Beacon Theater, Al Green, the Staple Singers, Bobby Blue Bland. There's free blues shows at the Atrium, 120 Park Avenue at 42nd Street every weekday this week at noon. They're all pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
The Dalai Lama is at the Garden. There's a benefit for FMU at the Ritz next Saturday with Sonic Youth and the Dim Stars.
If
and
Dave's
and others.
Description is any indication, if it's half as much fun to attend as it has been to promote and arrange, it'll
stay
be
home.
just amazing.
Oh, okay. And, I don't know, are there any leftover news stories? Is there anything to do before we...
No, time's fairly tight.
Pointlessly
spin
records.
What do you think?
Brand new dance they call a crawl. East to west, north to south. A brand new dance the people shout about. They call a crawl. Oh, crawl. And cats on the corner, everybody doing in the crawl. Let your hips shake to the left, a little to the right, wiggle in the middle, then you end the night, then you crawl, oh crawl. The cat's on the corner, everybody doing in the fall.
Dedicate my first song that I sing to your head. I call it One Meatball.
Well, the night was dark, the cold rain fell down. You said I was the hottest thing in town, and you smiled. Like a, this life that you
just come. I'll find somebody I'm waiting to see. I'll belong to her, then I'll be some. The one else is
this. If anyone here in the audience has been offended by anything I might have said or done during the course of my trying to entertain you, I want you to know sincerely from the bottom of my heart, yeah, I don't give a shit.
Hello there, sweetie. Do you like the guitar? Well, listen to this. Wait, wait.
Future events such as these will affect you in the future.
Well, I may not fit in with your plans, but darling, you got to understand, that's just the way I am. You'll never change me. What nature made, you cannot change. So love me now and don't complain. That's just the way I am. You'll never change me. Don't make a fool out of yourself for trying to change somebody else. Let each one have the life they live. Don't ask for more than you can give. Some things in life are so divine. So you live your life and I live mine. That's just the way I am. You'll never change me. say, and I won't change for someone else. That's just the way I am. You'll never change me. So love me now or say goodbye. And if you leave, dear, I ain't gonna cry. That's just the way I am. You'll never change me. Don't make a fool out of yourself by trying to change somebody else. And each one has the life they live. Won't ask for more than you can give. Some things in life are so divine. So you live your life and I'll live mine. That's just the way I am. You'll never change me. Don't make a fool out of yourself by trying to change somebody else. And each one has the life they live. Won't ask for more than you can give. Some things in life are so divine. So you live your life and I'll live mine. That's just the way I am. You'll never change me. Well, it's just the way I am. You'll never change me. Well, it's just the way I am.
Man, that cat comes on like Godzilla.
Go back, and don't come this way. You got bad credit and you just won't pay. You went out of town to do some shopping. You stopped in a credit clothing store. You just about had people swinging your way till they found out something they didn't know. And now they call the credit bureau on your telephone. The salesman is shook his head. Turn around and look you dead in your eyes. And these are the words he said. You got bad credit. You got bad credit, boy. Your credit ain't no good and ain't no business we can do. You see, the credit bureau tell us things that we don't know. You've been gone to sheets, you've even been in debtor's court. You had a Cadillac, you let it go back. The government sold your house for tax. You had a motorboat, the people come and got it.